The announcement of the transfer of power in Iraq coincides with today's NATO summit in Istanbul, Turkey. While there, President Bush said the Iraqi people, quote, have their country back.
This is a day of great hope for Iraqis, and a day that terrorist enemies hoped never to see. The terrorists are doing all they can to stop the rise of a free Iraq. But their bombs and attacks have not prevented Iraqi sovereignty, and they will not prevent Iraqi democracy.
President Bush in Istanbul, Turkey. NPR's Don Gagne is with the president. Don, what else did the president have to say?
He was joined by Britain's Tony Blair at a news conference here in Istanbul. Mr. Bush compared the Iraq of today to the Iraq of 15 months ago, focusing, of course, on the progress made and downplaying the violence. He said 15 months ago, Iraq had a brutal dictator. Today, it threatens no one. 15 months ago, it was run by a regime which killed and tortured its own people. And today, it's ruled by its own people. It's a world away, he said, from the isolated country of Saddam Hussein. On the subject of the earlier than expected handover, the president stressed that it's happening because the prime minister requested it and because the Iraqi government is ready. He did note that the violence will no doubt continue, but he said the U.S. military will stay as long as the Iraqi government feels it is needed. And he painted a picture of the insurgents as barbaric, saying they can't defeat the military forces, so they go on TV and behead people. That's supposed to discourage the civilized world. But again, the president said that won't happen.
I gather the president and Prime Minister Tony Blair were asked about the possibility of martial law in Iraq. What was their response?
The president said that it's up to the new Iraqi leader, Prime Minister Alawi, to determine what he needs to do to provide security and to find those responsible for the violence and the killings in the country. He called Alawi a stand-up guy, he said. The question was, though, will the U.S. feel comfortable, because it will be providing the military force largely under possible martial law. Mr. Bush said it's a situation that would involve consultation, but that he trusted Alawi. Blair said, remember, if there is martial law, it's not to deprive the Iraqi people of freedoms. It's only to respond to a special threat so that ultimately, he said, freedom and democracy can flourish in Iraq. So it would be a temporary thing, he said.
NATO leaders agreed today to help train Iraqi security forces. Was that controversial?
Somewhat. Remember, not all NATO nations backed the war in Iraq. Among them, certainly France and Germany and Turkey, the host country for this summit. And there have been lots of questions about what NATO's role is in general. Now, some, specifically French President Jacques Chirac, said Iraq does not fit NATO's mission. Originally, the White House had hoped to have NATO troops in Iraq, as is the case in Afghanistan, but that idea went nowhere. So instead, NATO will play this training role. And even with that, there are some questions, because there are some countries that don't want to send their military into Iraq, even under the NATO banner. Will the training take place in Iraq, outside Iraq? There are a lot of details. How many trainers will be sent in? All of that needs to be worked out in very specific fashion over the coming days.
Thanks very much, NPR's Don Gagne, with the president in Istanbul, Turkey.